This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
The Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
Jim Acosta won the Lifetime Achievement Award for fake news and media. And it was presented to him by Dan Rather and Brian Williams. They joined together to give it to their friend Jim Acosta, which I thought was so warm and
beautiful.
Wonderful. Really beautiful moment. And then after that happened, Jim Acosta decided to whine, as he does, as he so often does. Let's take a listen to Jim Acosta's whining.
On behalf of the network, Jim, what would you like to say?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I would say, having been called fake news myself, that the president of the United States is the king of fake news.
Ooh.
Sick burn, man. Sick burn.
So he's saying it takes one to know one.
I'm rubber, you're glue, Mr. President. Whatever you say bounces off me and sticks to you.
King of fake
the Jim Acosta comebacks.
King of fake
news. Oh, yeah?
News.
Yeah?
He
yeah?
Said Barack
I'm
Obama
not fake news.
Not
you're fake news.
He said,
yeah, well, you're, yeah, so, yeah, I'm fake news, but you're faker fake news. Fakey fakes. Fake face.
He has said many things. He said he lost the election because undocumented people voted by the millions.
Wait, when did Trump say he lost the election? Could somebody please find that for me when President Trump said he lost the election? I've been trying to find that all day, and I just can't seem to find it.
I can't find it.
He said he lost the election.
He said he lost the election. Did he say that from the Oval Office, genius? the awards last night, let's see, some of the ones here. So first of all, that jerk, that liberal economist, Paul Krugman, he got first place. He predicted that the stock markets would never recover from Trump's election.
I forgot about him
until
I saw that, and I was like, oh, remember? But think about where we are with, ironically, we're past 26,000. We've exceeded any expectation. Made history.
Markets would never recover. followed up by ABC's Brian Ross.
Yes.
Who was was fired.
Has he been officially fired?
Well, no, it's not official, but
this was his botched report that Trump advised former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn to make contact with Russians before he was elected during the campaign. The list pointed to a false CNN report that Trump had early access to hacked documents from WikiLeaks. By the way, that idiot, the lesser Cuomo, yesterday suggested that he can read WikiLeaks because he's on CNN, but we can't. It's illegal for us to read WikiLeaks, but he's allowed to read WikiLeaks on CNN. I kid you not. We'll get that for tomorrow's show. It just occurred to me, the lesser suggested that. CNN said Trump had early access to hacked documents from WikiLeaks, which was not true. The New York Times on the list again, a false report that the Trump administration hid a report on climate change.
Yes. Lie.
Not true.
Not true.
You know what happened to that report on climate change and global warming? It froze to death, like all of us. Newsweek sent out a tweet Wednesday evening acknowledging its award. So before you accuse Trump of sending the feds into Newsweek today, it was the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, which has jurisdiction over Manhattan. Okay? He didn't send federal agents in today because I'm waiting for that on CNN tonight. Lawrence O'Donnell, Crazy Larry. Today at Newsweek, agents rammed in with guns. Yes, local New York's. Ask Bill de Blasio, genius. Let's see. Newsweek said fake news awards. Newsweek came in 8th place with a big exclamation mark. See, I'm telling you, they want to win.
Yeah.
They want to win.
They were lobbying.
Yeah.
Well, especially now that we know they couldn't pay their taxes.
Exactly.
So
right.
They need some revenue coming in.
They had a GoFundMe site at Newsweek to help us win.
Well, with stellar reporting like what you read right before the news, I can see why they're, in financial trouble.
Yeah, which we've already nominated Newsweek for the 2018 awards for that stupid piece about how Hillary can still become president. So what else do we have here now? The Washington Post, Dave. I remember this now. Time reported that Trump removed a bust of MLK from the Oval Office.
Remember this?
Remember that? That was Dave Weigel, I believe
yes.
it was, who did that, right?
Yes.
Maybe not. I forget who it was. Maybe it wasn't Dave Weigel. Let's look that up. A Secret Service agent was standing in front of the bust of MLK. So they reported that Trump removed it, which sent everybody into a tizzy about how he's a racist, right? And it turns out a guy was standing in front of it. No, Zeke. I think it was Zeke Miller. That's who it was. Zeke Miller from Time. And so he followed it up with a tweet, like, apologizing. But the big question was, why didn't you check that before you let the entire world know that the bust had been removed, when it hadn't been removed? So that was number four on the list. Number five, the Washington Post, Dave Weigel, tweeting that Trump's December rally in Pensacola, Florida, wasn't packed with supporters.
Which it was.
He went there a day earlier when they had the Amish kitchen convention. Number six, CNN's video suggesting Trump overfed fish during a visit with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. So the Prime Minister dumped a whole box of fish flakes for the fish, and then Trump did the same thing, but they kept out the Japanese Prime Minister, and they just showed the president like a big slob shoving fish flakes in the...
You got to give us your fish update.
Oh,
Patrick's
gosh.
Fish.
He's still dead.
But I mean, did you ever... You got to talk about this.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Patrick's
gotta
fish,
get the apology.
Still dead. I haven't got the apology yet. I'm going to out that home inspector.
Oh.
Number seven, CNN's retracted report claiming Anthony Scaramucci Russia ties. Mm-hmm. Number eight, Newsweek report that Polish First Lady Agata Kornhauser-Duda did not shake Trump's hand. She did.
She did.
Number nine, CNN reported that former FBI Director James Comey would dispute President Trump's claim he was told he was not under investigation. Number 10, the New York Times report that the Trump administration had hidden a climate change study. Number 11, in Trump's words, Russia collusion. Russia collusion is perhaps the greatest hoax perpetuated in the American people. There is no collusion. That was added by the, that's an opinion piece at the end of the fake news awards.
Yes.
So there you have it, the fake news awards. I'd like to nominate the lesser Cuomo. Here he mansplains to the RNC chairwoman, who's a woman, what mansplaining is. Let's listen to the lesser.
He was disrespectful to her as the Secretary of Homeland Security, and he was mansplaining to her. And I do think there's
how
a hypocrisy.
How is it mansplaining just
there's
because she's a woman?
Elizabeth,
that's what you're saying. Because they talk to people like that all the time,
right? Okay, what you're doing right now is mansplaining.
Like that all the time.
You're literally right now mansplaining.
How Elizabeth Warren is treated versus how Secretary Nielsen is treated.
The when president calls her Pocahontas.
Yeah, but when Democrats interrupt Elizabeth Warren, the media goes crazy. And when it just happened to
Secretary Nielsen,
they didn't
Okay, now again, you're mansplaining. This is what you're doing. Lesser Cuomo, you're doing exactly what mansplaining is.
He was disrespectful.
He's a walking definition of mansplaining right now.
Yes.
To the RNC chairwoman. The walking definition of this. Is that it? Are we done with that?
I just want to play the very beginning again because the beginning is what's the best here.
He was disrespectful to her as the Secretary of Homeland Security, and he was mansplaining to her. And I do think there's
how
a hypocrisy.
How is it mansplaining just because she's a, just because she's a woman?
Elizabeth,
that's what you're saying. Because they talk to people like that all the time,
that's
Ron.
What man, well, that's what mansplaining.
He mansplained.
Right, that's exactly what.
He needs the definition.
Dawn's doing her nails right now. Is that? Are you really doing this? We're at a bar. It's not like people can't see. I'm not giving away any trade secrets.
The table. I just had a little fingernail thing. a little catch.
Oh, this is great. You see what you're missing if you don't come to Sinesta right now, the Rittenhouse? You're going to miss that. I love that you thought you were hiding it at a bar full of people.
Well,
I love
it. Kind of under the tablecloth, I thought.
It was under, am I mansplaining right now?
You're mansplaining.
Am I mansplaining?
Yes.
I don't want to be mansplaining. Even... How is it mansplaining if I'm telling you what you're doing? How's that mansplaining?
You can mansplain to me any day of the week.
I appreciate that.
It.
I really do.
Rich Cioli, 3 to 6. Talk Radio 1210. WPHD.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.